All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Just when you think we should blame the digital age for our demise, in comes Jonathan Kumi. He knows something about saving data. In fact, he knows so much about all the computing power it takes to save it all that he has a computing law named after him, Kumi's Law. He's a research fellow at the Steyer Taylor Center for Energy Policy and Finance at Stanford University. So, John, why should we or shouldn't we have our email just auto-delete a whole lot more? Why are we holding on to everything?
Well, I think it's valuable to have a record of what's gone before. I think it's important sometimes to be able to access information that you generated years ago. But I think figuring out what's important and what isn't is part of what needs to go on here, because we're getting overwhelmed by the amount of information. It's not really a resource question. It's much more about our time and our ability to figure out what's important and what isn't.
And this is what the law named after you is all about. That is just so cool. What is Kumi's Law?
So we studied the progress in the efficiency of computing over the last 60-plus years, and we found that the efficiency of computing measured in computations per kilowatt-hour doubled roughly every year and a half since the beginning of the computer age.
And so what you're saying with Kumi's Law is even as our phones and sensors everywhere create more data, we aren't going to need more and more servers and therefore use more and more energy, which is what I would think would happen.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. The amount of information you can collect is increasing exponentially, typically doubling every year or two. And that does not mean that the energy needed to collect all those data and to store them has to increase at the same pace. Those are two separate things.
So what are companies doing to deal with all the information they get, you know, in terms of cutting down on their electricity bills?
Well, there's different ways to organize data center operations. So there's some management changes you can do. You can also do clever things. Facebook has what you might call cold storage for old photographs. So for the most current photographs that exist, you want those instantly to come up. So you posted them last week. You'd like to see them again. Your friends will see them. So they have very fast storage for that. But for the photos that are 2 months or 3 months old, they put them in a different kind of storage that's much less resource intensive. It might take a little bit longer to come up, but the energy savings and the cost savings are substantial. So we can get a whole lot more clever about how we store data.
But in terms of the environmental impact of keeping all this information and data, that's not really the reason to go for deleting things.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know, it's a very small amount of electricity. It's not that much to worry about. There are other issues about whether we should have all this data. And for me, the most important thing is the time it takes to sort through it. There's all sorts of issues. You know, when you have thousands of photographs, how do you decide which ones you put in the book for posterity for your kids?
I just put it off. I'm just going to decide at another point. I don't know when that point's going to come, but it's not tomorrow, and it's certainly not today.
Sorting through it all takes time, and that to me is a limiting factor. It's not computing, it's not electricity, it's not resources. It's all about people's time.
Okay, Jonathan Kumi. He's a research fellow at the Steyer Taylor Center for Energy Policy and Finance at Stanford, and he has a law named after him, Kumi's Law.